The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Earlier we were talking about long canes, we weren't talking about long canes versus guide dogs, but we did mention that topic in conversation with Madeline Mann, Mohammed Atif and Fiona Dunne earlier. Well, interestingly, Imran has got in touch with us from Glasgow. He's sent in his comments that he's recorded on his iPhone for us. Let's hear what Imran has to say about using a long cane.
Hello, my name's Imran and I'm from Glasgow, and I'd like to share my experiences of using a long cane for mobility. I've been registered blind for about 3 years now. For a long time I used a cymbal cane, which is a short white cane that you hold in front of you. It doesn't touch the ground, but as the name suggests, it is a cymbal just to let people know that you do have sight loss. My vision has deteriorated quite a bit over the last 8-9 months, and I've recently had an operation on my eye, so I felt that the long cane was the best option for me. On the whole, my experiences of using a long cane have been extremely positive. It allows me to go out by myself and feel safe and secure. The long cane that I have, it's 130 centimetres long, and it has a roller point at the bottom. So I simply hold it out in front of me with the roller point on the ground, and I sweep it from left to right so I can get feedback as to whether there are any dips or peaks in the pavement or any obstacles in front of me. And this is so much better than how I used to do things, because before I used to constantly look at the ground because I was afraid that I might bump into something or there might be a hole that I'll trip over. So I must have looked really strange walking down the street with my head continuously bowed. But luckily now, with the cane, I can use that to scan the ground to see if there is anything in front of me, and I can hold my head up high so I can use whatever useful vision I have to see if there are any obstacles directly in front of me. On the whole, people have been really great when they interact with me with a long cane. When I'm walking down the street, they give me a little bit of extra room. If there's a crowd of people, they'll generally move out of the way to let me by, which is great. And they will offer their assistance if I'm getting on and off public transport. They'll say, do you need any help? Which is great. It's really good that people will do that for you. But for me personally, it is a bit of a double-edged sword, because I'm a very independent person and I'll only really need assistance if I'm in deep, deep trouble. So now, even if I'm getting on and off public transport, even if I'm just walking down the street, people will ask, do you need any help? And my standard response now is, I'm okay, but thanks a lot, thank you. And that's what I say to them. But I can't blame people for that. I mean, it is really good that people will offer their assistance. I'd rather that than them be the other way, where they're just not caring and not offering to help. There have been a couple of instances when there has been a couple of issues with using my long cane. One of these issues is pavements in some areas. There are so many potholes and raised paving stones that your cane can get trapped in. My cane has bent so many times. I've lost count of how many times my cane has bent, and I doubt very much. I mean, the cane looks straight to me, but I doubt very much it is straight, because it has bent so often. And I have managed to nick myself a couple of times when my cane gets stuck in something, and then the top of the cane is directly, well, it's just kind of like on my belly kind of area. So if the cane gets stuck, then it'll hit my belly, and you know, it's I've got a lot of padding there, you know. It's not like, yeah, I'm well padded, but still, it's not the nicest experience. Another issue is when people feel that you need help, and they force their help on you. Once, when I was in Glasgow City Centre, I was walking across the street with a pedestrian crossing. So I felt the cone underneath the light, and it was rotating, so I knew the little green man had come up. So I was halfway across the street, and then this woman grabbed my arm and felt it was necessary to walk me the other half of the road. And when we got to the side of the road, she says, which way are you going? And I said, going that way. So she walked a few steps and she said, "There you go." And then she left me and went. And I thought, way to invade my personal space. I mean, that was a very strange experience. I mean, that was just the once, but I think once is enough. It was really surreal, that happening. So that's my experiences. So as I said, on the whole, it is amazing having a long cane. It's given me confidence. It allows me to go out. I travel a lot, so it allows me to go anywhere that I want to go without any fear. And as long as I've got my wits about me, it allows me to go through practically any terrain.
Okay, thank you for those comments, Imran. And also thank you for getting in touch via email and sending in your comments that you recorded on your iPhone. Ooh, get you. Well, if you want to do the same, then you can head to our Audioboom podcast, where you can find an aptly titled podcast episode called How to Record on Your iPhone. There you go. Simple as that. Do check that out if you would like to send in your thoughts to the programme. We really would love to hear your view and your voice on air as well. That's what it's all about. And who better to put your thoughts into words than you, eh? So get in touch. weeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. Do as Imran has done.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.